Welcome to the Hello Sunday podcast with me, Nikki Hayden. This is the podcast that discusses everything self-development, spirituality, and sobriety. And it wouldn't be me without a little sprinkling of humour. Whether you are just starting out on your journey of self-development or have been exploring these topics for years, are completely alcohol-free, or just curious about living a more sober lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. Each week, I'll be exploring topics in both solo episodes and with some amazing guest experts. So if you like what you hear, then please subscribe, rate, and review. So with that said, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Hello Sunday. I know we've got some new listeners. I had some messages last week from people that had just discovered the podcast, so welcome to you. And if this isn't your first rodeo, then welcome back. I hope you're all really good. I hope you've had a great week. So this week, I had some really sad news, actually. Earlier in the week, I got a call to say that one of my best friends from back home had been involved in quite a bad accident. Now, I'm not going to go into details. It's not my story to tell. But gosh, yeah, I think it just brings home how everything can literally change in a second. And don't get me wrong, she's okay, she's alive, and there's no, I guess, I was going to say there's no life-changing injuries, but we don't really know yet, to be honest. I think she has some injuries to her face that we've essentially got to give it time to see how things heal. But yeah, it really put like everything into perspective. So sorry to be starting the show with a bit of sadness and you know, being quite deep, but I just started my day as normal and was kind of going about. I was actually making my breakfast at the time. I'd been to the gym and come back. I was making breakfast and I got the phone call and I just thought, wow, like it does just highlight how one phone call can change anything. Now, everything. Now, don't get me wrong, it could have been a lot worse. You know, we could have been getting a phone call to say that she was no longer with us. We could have got a phone call to say that she'd been paralyzed or brain damaged. So we really are taking the positives, but it just completely put things into perspective for me. And everything that I was like stressing about that day from like a business perspective, or, you know, stuff that I was just a bit like, oh God, I've got to do that today, or it was just playing on my mind, it soon got rid of any of those anxieties, fears, worries, concerns. Everything just got, it just felt so small and so insignificant. So do remember in the moments when you're feeling a bit overwhelmed or like things are a little bit much, that everything is insignificant other than our health. As long as we've got the health of those around us and ourselves, everything really comes second to that, doesn't it? You know, it really does. So I'm sending her love. And as you listen to this, I may be in Birmingham with her anyway. I'm recording this a little bit earlier in the week, just in case I do need to go down. We're going to wait and see what other surgeries she needs and what sort of mind frame and I guess physical condition she's in later this week as to whether she wants visitors and whether she wants us there. So I may be there, I may not, but I'm recording this a bit earlier just in case I do need to go down. But I hope you're all good. Other than that, my week has been pretty good. You know, I've had quite a good work week. Well, a really good work week, actually. And there's lots of really exciting stuff going on business-wise, and I'm keeping up my fitness consistency. And yeah, things are, you know, they're bobbing along in the right direction. And that kind of brings me onto today's topic. So you'd have all heard the quote, and actually it wasn't this direct quote that I read this week, but it was something similar along the same lines. So the quote that I'm referring to is, "It's about the journey, not the destination." This is a quote that we will all have heard. We will all have heard in many different guises and probably seen it hung up in people's houses. It's been on Instagram, you know, those kind of cliche quotes that we can't get away from. So it's quite easy to overlook things that we see all the time or things that we class as just another quote. But actually, I want to dig into that today and I want to break it down, because this year I've been creating goals that are, they're quite big, they're quite lofty, they're things that I am really having to dig deep to achieve and really having to change my behaviour, change my habit, change my patterns and ways of doing things in order to achieve. And I think sometimes it's easy to think, well, it's about the goal and it's about getting there and it's about achieving whatever it is that we put on our annual, quarterly, monthly goal list that we want to achieve, whether it's business revenue, whether it's fitness, whether it's a new job, a new house. It could be one of many, many things. This whole topic applies to any goal that you're trying to achieve. But if we look at getting there as an end result, if we look at achieving whatever it is that we want to achieve, it's not actually the achievement of the goal that is the whole point. It's not the achievement of the goal that creates the character, creates the person, creates the habits and behaviors. If you were to just achieve that goal tomorrow, say, let's use the weight loss goal, because I know it's something that everyone can relate to. Not in that everybody is trying to achieve that, but we all know people that have or are in the process of losing weight. If you woke up tomorrow and let's say you wanted to lose 2 stone, which is 28 pounds, I think, for US listeners, which we do have some. Say you wanted to lose 2 stone. If you woke up tomorrow and you were 2 stone lighter, yes, you might feel super confident in your clothes. You might have a bit of a spring in your step. But actually, you wouldn't have changed at all as a person. Your physical appearance would have changed, but the mental agility, the mental toughness, the resilience that you would have had to have built to be consistent in showing up to do the stuff, the gym, the diet, to lose the weight, you wouldn't have any of that because you haven't had to go through the process. So for that day or that week, you might feel great. You might have this inner confidence, but actually that's all that would have changed. And inner confidence only gets you so far. It's the process that you go through to build that inner confidence and to get to that end goal that really gives you the tools that you need for future endeavors and to achieve future goals. So actually, it really is all about the journey and not the end destination. And I remember listening to a podcast once. It was Stephen Bartlett. And I don't actually know if he was on maybe someone else's podcast or maybe it was his book or something like that, actually thinking about it, because he wasn't interviewing anyone. He was talking about his own life experience and his own experiences of building a business. And he said that he had built his first business. I think it was Social Chain. He was selling the business and he got a call from his legal team to say that the sale had gone through. They'd obviously been going through the process of the sale for quite a while. And I think it was something like 200 million or just over 200 million that they sold the business for. And he said he was walking down the street and he remembers the exact moment when he got the call to say that it had happened. And he said, I didn't feel anything, didn't feel any different. And he said, and I realized in that moment, no amount of money, no amount of hitting big financial goals can change, can create that person or change that person. It's so crazy how we sometimes achieve these big goals and we expect it to make us feel completely differently. And yeah, in the example that I've just given, of course, waking up too soon later would make you feel completely differently for a short time. But it's actually the process that you go through to achieve that goal and the sense of achievement that you get of having consistently shown up for yourself, having consistently put in the work. That is where the real magic is. It's not about the end goal. So yeah, of course, things like buying a new home or purchasing something of big value might actually bring you huge joy. And let's say it's a home and it's giving you that stability and security. It's giving your family that stability and security. Of course, that end goal is going to fill you with joy. But actually, it's the process of acquiring the funds, of building up your savings, of building up your business, of creating the financial resources to be able to purchase that thing in the first place. That is really the sense of achievement. It's not the house. It's not the purchase. It's not the car. Whatever it might be that you're wanting to buy. It's the process of going through the building of whatever it is, whether that is you've got a job and you're saving, or maybe you've built your own business or your side hustle. That is the stuff that is going to build your character and build your resilience and build your ability to push through and to persevere. So when people say, oh, it won't hurt, it's character building, sometimes it's a bit of a throwaway comment, or sometimes it's a bit of a joke, you know, if it's something that's super tough, or I don't know, your child falls over in the playground and, oh, don't make a fuss, it's character building. Or you make a mistake at work and you get called out on it and people are like, oh, don't worry, it's character building. That statement is completely true. In that moment, you are learning to build resilience. Your child falls over and they get back up. They learn that they can get back up from failures, from things that happen to them in life that knock them down. You get pulled up on something at work, you're not going to make that same mistake again. You build the knowledge and the resilience to firstly get back up, but also to know what the mistake was and to not repeat it. So actually, character building is a real thing. You know, you are literally building your character in those moments. And it's really funny because I once dated someone who his answer to everything was to throw money at the situation. And he used to get he's quite a calm person, but actually when I observed him in moments where things were out of his control, he was very stressed below the surface. Things really did get to him. And he often really struggled to kind of pick himself up from things which I didn't necessarily perceive as huge stumbling blocks. And he was very financially well off. He was at the head of, you know, his business, very what you would call kind of high potential or you know, hugely successful for his age. And it sometimes made me feel a little bit inferior, I'm not going to lie. But actually, when it came down to it, he wasn't really able to deal with kind of life hurdles. So yeah, in business, in negotiations, in client relationships, he was great. But when it came to the bigger things in life, navigating emotional challenges, navigating family health issues or things that really needed him to dig deep emotionally and to be a support, he wasn't good. He really was not good. And I remember chatting to his sister once and his sister said, yeah, but he's never had anything happened to him. Like, he's never experienced grief or loss. Our parents are wealthy, so he's always had everything given to him. He's not had to navigate anything difficult. And the penny just dropped and I was like, wow, that is so true. He's not had to build emotional resilience because actually he's lived pretty much in his comfort zone. You know, stuff has just come easily to him. And that's why he wanted to give stuff easily to me. He wanted to throw money at the situation and buy me things to make things better rather than being there emotionally. And when the chips were down and things got super tough, he threw in the towel and gave in. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad that that happened now, because I wouldn't be where I am in my happy marriage and where I am in my life if that hadn't have happened. But it was just a really interesting observation that people can be really successful, but actually when it comes to the resilience and the ability to persevere in the face of challenge and adversity, how they got that success can be a massive, have a massive impact on whether or not they can do that stuff or whether or not they have those character traits. And it's just so interesting. For those of you that are regular listeners to the show, or maybe you know me personally, you won't have been able to get away without hearing me talk about Simprove. Simprove is a scientifically backed, water-based probiotic drink. You drink it daily, and it has been scientifically proven to help with things like bloating, IBS symptoms, pain. It was actually a dietitian friend of mine that introduced it to me last year, and I honestly wouldn't be without it now. It's helped with my energy, with my bloating, it's helped with my immune system, and also things like my skin. The list is honestly endless. Now, I have got a code for you. So if you'd like to try Simprove, you can get 50%, that's a massive 50% off your first 3 month subscription by going on to simprove.com and putting in the code NIKKI50. That's NIKKI50, or clicking the link in the show notes. So essentially what we're talking about here is something called neuroplasticity, which you may have heard of. It's the ability of the brain to allow us to adapt and to rewire and to acquire new skills and to change our behaviors. You might have heard it called growth mindset. So the physical ability of the brain to do that is called neuroplasticity. We literally create new neural pathways when we learn new skills or learn a language or change our behavior or habits. And growth mindset is normally the phrase that you'll hear in like self-development and personal development work, which is basically the ability to learn and to grow from your experiences. So if you've not had that experience, if you've just attained the thing, if you've just been handed personal wealth, or like I say, you wake up and you've just lost the weight, that neuroplasticity hasn't happened. The growth mindset hasn't happened. So you might look at people and think, oh God, they've got everything. Like they've been given this amazing career from their family business, or they've been bought the most incredible car when they turned 17, or they have just been brought up in a family, you know, really wealthy family where they've just had all this opportunity. But actually often, and not all the time, I will caveat that with not all the time, but often people like that haven't had to go through as much struggle as those that have had to really save to buy something or fight for their career or learn a new skill set in order to be promoted. So it might be that on the face of it, you think, oh, those people have got everything. But actually how they achieved it, how they got to it, is a massive, massive part of how they would deal with future adversities and future challenge. And sometimes it's not in a good way. It's not in a way that will allow them to do that. So it's always worth looking at and really questioning and digging deep. If you are comparing yourself or you are feeling, you know, that green-eyed monster, that jealousy, I know sometimes it's probably easy to say, oh, of course I'd prefer to be handed it. But actually, the stuff that I've had to fight for in my life, and if you really think about it, the stuff you've had to fight for in your life gives you a far greater sense of achievement than just being handed stuff than just being given stuff and knowing deep down that you didn't have to do anything to achieve that. It might give you instant gratification. It might make you feel in the moment like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. But I guarantee long term, it won't give you that sense of achievement. It won't give you that feeling of having overcome things to get there. So there's a phrase that Denise Duffield Thomas uses. Denise is an Australian author. She's a mindset and motivation coach. She works in manifestation and law of attraction. She's got some incredible books, actually. Get Rich, Lucky Bitch is one of the first self-development books I ever read. And yeah, really, really interesting, actually. And she's had some amazing and absolutely incredible things manifest in her life, like incredible. Go and sort of read up on her and listen to her books. I'll link a couple in the show notes. But she uses the phrase, another level, another devil. And basically what that means is you can get to a level in your life. You can have a goal and you can achieve that goal. And then something else will unlock. A bit like a video game. So I'm sure we all played like Sonic the Hedgehog or Mario when we were younger. And a bit like that, you will, you know, you don't get to level one and kill the boss and then it's like, oh great, game over, you've done it. You get to the next level, and in the next level you might have another power or another skill set or something that enables you to either go a bit faster or be a bit stronger. And then the next boss is probably a bit bigger and a bit more difficult to fight and to kill. But you do that and then it unlocks the next level. So this is how life works. We are constantly evolving and changing and unlocking new levels and leveling up and killing off our bosses, which are normally either the things that we want to achieve or the things that we want to overcome. And then it unlocks a new level. Now, if you're someone that constantly stays in your comfort zone and you don't ever want to look at achieving goals, or you don't set goals for yourself, or you don't ever try and look at yourself, and I don't think that if you're listening to this that this will apply to you, but just hear me out. Say you don't ever look at your behavior or your patterns or your habits and want to change them. You can stay in that comfort zone, but you will stay on level one for the rest of your life. You might have a really comfortable life in as much as just getting by with just enough money, and maybe you stay in the same career forever or the same job, I should say, not necessarily career, because we can all grow and develop within our careers. But you never move out of your hometown. You never change jobs, or you never look at your patterns, behaviors, try and develop yourself. You'll stay at level one. But let's say that person decides to look at their fitness. And in looking at their fitness and trying to up-level themselves and get fitter and healthier, that then gives them consistency and resilience, and it builds that muscle of showing up for themselves and in overcoming something, and it gives them that little bit more self-confidence and self-respect. And then within that, they think, do you know what? I actually really would like to progress in my career. I'm not happy in my job, or I want more money. That neuroplasticity, that ability to change and to grow and to adapt that they have gained from their health and fitness journey then transfers over into their professional life, and they decide to go for it and to get a new job. So by just unlocking these levels and doing things a little bit differently and creating resilience, creating the ability to persevere in the face of adversity, it's not just that goal that you're going to achieve. It's going to spill over into all different areas of your life. So for me, last year in business, created huge amount of resilience. It created abilities within me and a skill set and a mindset that I had never had to cultivate in my professional career when I was working for someone else, because I had the security of a salary to fall back on. And I didn't have to do all of my own business development because I'd be working on cross-functional projects across the agency. And I had my colleagues around me to bounce off and to learn from. And all of a sudden, all that was taken away and I had to do everything for myself. And so that built within me a completely different mindset, a resilience and an ability to push through and to believe in myself that I'd not had before. I'd had it, but not at that level. And then that ability and those learnings and those skill sets that I acquired last year, not only are helping me in business this year, but they've also given me the ability to transfer that into other areas of life. So now embarking on a fitness journey this year, that has already given me that resilience and that ability to show up and be consistent that I may not have had before this. So just doing something in one area of your life can massively, massively impact other areas. And by going through the process of trying to achieve something or trying to change your habits, your behaviors, it really does unlock things that you will just not have even envisaged or been able to imagine at the start of the journey. And a big one for me this year, and I think I've spoken about this before on here, is patience. Like, I am somebody that if I want something or I set my mind to something, I want it now. And obviously the things that I've been trying to achieve this year, you can't get just now. Like, my business success, my fitness success, they all depend on trusting the process and sticking with a process. And not only do they involve sticking with a process, but they involve multiple setbacks and they involve other people and they involve having to be patient. And building patience is something that not only will help me in achieving those things, but it will help me in every area of my life. Like, my marriage has never been more solid and we have never got on so well and just been in such a good space. And that definitely is down to the fact that, well, not only are we both on massive growth journeys this year and we're both really, really focusing on our health and fitness and healthy habits, so we're working together as a team, but the fact that I'm working on my patience in other areas of my life is spilling over into my marriage and it's making me more tolerant and it's making me think from a place of love rather than just jumping the gun and going off on one and making assumptions all the time. And sometimes it's about picking your battles, and I'm learning that this year more than I've ever learned it any other time. And so in trying to develop patience in certain areas, it's helping every single area. It's helping me with my relationship with my nan, who's 96, and sometimes, you know, we have to bear with her. She's not as quick as us anymore, and sometimes she gets confused, and she can repeat things multiple times, and oh my gosh, I love her so, so much, but that can sometimes be very infuriating. So the patience that I've been trying to build with fitness and with business is just spilling over into my personal relationships. And it's been amazing to see how, despite that not being the intention, it's been the impact and the result of that. And then once I've unlocked that level of patience, there will be something else. There will be the next level. There will be the new boss. It's another level, another devil. And this shit never stops. Like, we never stop leveling up. Unless we choose to, unless we actively choose to just sit in our comfort zones. But I'm guessing that if you're listening to this, that's not you. That's not what you want. That you want to grow, you want to develop, you want to go through these processes to build your resilience and to build your adaptability and to literally change how you are as a person. And this applies in every area, like athletes going through the process of training and of building themselves up to be able to go into, whether it's a team sport or whether it's like athletics. One of my friends at the moment is training for the marathon. And yes, of course, actually running the marathon will be the epitome of her training. It will be the fruition of everything that she has been training and trying to achieve. But actually, it's been so amazing to see the process that she's going through with it. And that process has built her confidence in herself. It's built her resilience. It's spilled over into other areas of her life like she would never have imagined. And then a huge byproduct of that has been obviously fitness, but her health in other areas and weight loss. And it's just been amazing to see all of these, yeah, byproducts spilling over. And had she have just woke up one morning and been able to run a marathon, she wouldn't have got any of that. She wouldn't have had to go through that process. So it wouldn't have happened. And yeah, she'd have achieved the marathon, but she wouldn't have had anywhere near the sense of achievement that she's going to have in a few weeks' time when she runs. I'm talking about the Leeds Marathon, by the way. I'm aware that London was already happened last week. So I really hope that's been helpful. I think sometimes we are so quick to want that end result that we don't see the beauty in the process and in the journey. And yes, it's a really cliche quote, and yes, it can be throwaway, but it really does matter. That journey, that process is what it's about. And not only in achieving goals, but in life itself, in watching your children grow. And how many times did we say, oh God, the good old days? And who knows when the good old days were? You don't know when you're in it. So trying to just stop and reflect and just think, like, where am I in this process? Where am I in life? What have I learned? What would I not have learned if I'd have just got to where I am now without that process? And you'll be amazed at all the skills that you've acquired and the growth that you've gone through. And you should be proud of yourself. You should, or every single person listening right now should be proud of yourself. The fact that you are even listening to podcasts like this says like a million things. And especially if you're going through your sober journey now as well, like that has been a huge one for me. The process of going through cutting back alcohol from my life, I honestly couldn't have told you at the beginning of that journey, and I'm sick of saying the word journey now, but it honestly has given me things that I never imagined. I did it for the productivity and the efficiency and the clarity of mind in business, and it's given me back, well, it was the reason this podcast was born. Hello Sunday literally is me discovering Sundays for the first time in my life because I wasn't hungover. It's dedicating Sundays to setting up my week and self-development and walking in nature and spending time with friends and family and all the stuff that when I was drinking, I didn't do. And I never ever imagined that all of that would come from just making one decision and going through the process of not drinking. It's not been easy, don't get me wrong. It's been really fucking hard at times. But actually that resilience, that learning about yourself, that sitting with your emotions, that, you know, knowing that you can go to social occasions and not drink, making that decision, fielding off the questions from people, all of that has just built a whole different side to me and given me a skill set and character traits that I never knew were there. So please do let me know if there's things that you are currently working towards, processes that you're going through. What growth have you experienced? I love hearing about this stuff. I love hearing from all of you and just getting a little insight into what's going on in your lives. Please do share. In fact, if you could all just share this, just send the podcast just to one person in your life. I mean, if you want to send it to more, feel free, but just one person that you think could benefit from this podcast, that would be incredible because that is how we get it out there. It's how it helps to share the message and to help people discover it. It's really, really tough with the algorithms to get new people listening without you guys sharing it. So I'll be so, so, so grateful. And yeah, I love you all very much. And I'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Instagram at HelloSundayPod, or you can email us on HelloSundayPod@outlook.com. Have a great week.